From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says U.S. military operations in Afghanistan are crucial to national security.
If left unchecked, the Taliban insurgency will mean an even larger safe haven from which Al-Qaeda would plot to kill more Americans. So this is not only a war worth fighting, this is fundamental to the defense of our people.
Mr. Obama made the comments at a convention of veterans of foreign wars in Phoenix today, just days ahead of this week's Afghan presidential election. The president's comments are aimed at fortifying American support for the U.S. mission there as violence increases. In the southern Russian city of Nasran, at least 20 people were killed today when a suicide bomber drove a truck filled with explosives into a police compound. 138 people were injured, and the death toll is expected to rise. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev took the rare step of blaming the authorities in Ingushetia for the attack, saying the act of terror could have been prevented. Mr. Medvedev fired the interior minister in the southern Russian Republic and told the federal interior minister to take steps to bring order to the region. The Kremlin ended the decade-long anti-terrorism operation in neighboring Chechnya in April, but violence has worsened in Russia's North Caucasus in recent months. The president of Ingushetia, himself recovering from a June car bombing on his motorcade, said the attack was an attempt to further destabilize the region and told Russian radio that this was in the interest of the United States, Britain, and especially Israel. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Aerospace company Lockheed Martin today announced more layoffs, saying it'll cut 800 jobs. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Lockheed managers say that by the end of this year, they will cut about 4.5% of the company's workforce in its space systems company. Most of the job losses will be at plants in Denver and Sunnyvale, California. This is in addition to layoffs already underway in Louisiana that stem from the end of the space shuttle program. Lockheed says it needs to reduce its workforce to match declining demand. The unit affected supplies a wide range of space-related products, such as flight systems, satellites, and missiles. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The social networking site Facebook is being sued by 5 users who filed a civil suit in Orange County Superior Court today. They charge Facebook violated California privacy laws and misled members about how their personal information is used. The Justice Department issued indictments today in what it calls the largest credit and debit card data breach in U.S. history. Federal prosecutors charged 28-year-old Albert Gonzalez of Miami and 2 unidentified hackers of stealing information from 130 million cards. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 186 points. The Nasdaq lost 54. This is NPR. The Federal Reserve's latest survey of top loan officers finds fewer banks tighten loan terms and standards in July. The Fed also found banks are not balking as much at household loans. Reader's Digest says it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The 87-year-old monthly magazine says it will restructure after struggling with declining circulation and advertising and a $2.2 billion debt. The Supreme Court has granted an appeal to a Georgia man on death row. Troy Davis was convicted of shooting and killing a police officer 20 years ago. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Troy Davis has been a marquee case for death penalty opponents. Former President Jimmy Carter, Desmond Tutu, and the Pope have weighed in on his case. His lawyers say new evidence will prove Davis is innocent. Georgia officials have repeatedly rejected calls for a new trial. In this order, Justice John Paul Stevens wrote, "The substantial risk of putting an innocent man to death clearly provides an adequate justification for holding an evidentiary hearing." Justice Antonin Scalia wrote a pointed dissent, calling the claim a sure loser. Then Stevens fired back, rebutting the claims in the dissent. The justices have not sided with an inmate in one of these cases for almost 50 years. It's also unusual for the Supreme Court to release a significant order like this in the middle of the summer break. The newest justice, Sonia Sotomayor, did not participate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Bill is centered more than 900 miles east of the Lesser Antilles in the Atlantic, with maximum sustained winds of nearly 90 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says Bill will strengthen in the next 48 hours as it heads west-northwest and could become a major hurricane. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News, in Washington.